and welcome to Beckett Talks, the new podcast from Leeds Beckett University. Each week, these podcasts will bring you the diversity of knowledge and experiences from across our university, reflecting on the issues that are important and interesting for communities today. And it's time for Beckett Talks Together, where we share some of the activity, advice and support we're providing to our community of colleagues.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Kate Querin, Learning and Organisational Development Advisor in the People and OD team. Today I'm joined by my guests, Lee Beals and Annette Mesher, who'll be talking about our employee assistance programme, Health Assured, with a particular focus on the support it can provide around mental health. If I could start with my first guest, Lee Beals. Lee, thank you for taking the time to join me today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi Kate, yeah, no problem. So I'm Lee, I work in the People and OD team alongside Kate. I've been at the uni for about 6 years and I'm lucky enough to get involved with lots of projects relating to wellbeing in ED&I.
Thank you very much. So turning now to Annette Mesher, again, thank you for taking the time to join us today, Annette. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, yes, my name's Annette Mesher and I'm one of the administrators for Sport and Active Lifestyles and I've been with the university for 3 years.
Thank you, Annette. I'm very much looking forward to talking to our two guests. Lee is going to give us a useful reminder of what colleagues can access through Health Assured, who provide our employee assistance programme. She'll also be bringing us up to date by telling us about the latest additions to the support they offer. Annette is going to give us more of a personal insight into her experiences of mental health difficulties and how she's benefited from different types of support since joining Leeds Beckett. Following that, I will be letting Lee and Annette escape, but not until I've asked them a couple of questions so that we can find out a bit more about them. Lee, to start us off, perhaps you could give us a little context about how long we've been using Health Assured and why we've chosen them to provide our EAP.
Yeah, that's fine. So in reality, I think Health Assured have been part of the university longer than I have. I think we started using them around 2014. They're a popular choice with a lot of other higher education providers, such as University of Newcastle, University of Sheffield, alongside a lot of private sector companies. And really, they just have a really comprehensive package of support that's available for our colleagues to access. One of the main things for me is that they're constantly updating and evolving the services they have, and we review the contract with them on a regular basis, but that's for me the main reason we use them.
Well, that sounds like a really good reason. Perhaps you could give us an overview of what they provide for our colleagues.
Yeah, it's knowing where to start with this one because it's quite a lot, such a lot. But the most well-known resource, I think, would be the 24/7 support line. Colleagues can phone up and access that and talk to someone, whether it be an emotional problem, health concern or legal and financial query. They can talk to an appropriate advisor at any time of the day. There's also lots of other ways to access the resources, such as the online resource hub, which has got lots of self-care resources and articles and things. They also have their newest resource is the My Healthy Advantage app, which has been is really good because it's available 24/7 to your phone and you can access it wherever you like. Yeah, there's a few others, but we'll leave it at that for now.
Thank you. That is a really helpful overview. And I guess as we're especially focusing on support for mental health today, would you be able to give us a couple of examples of what EAP can offer for mental wellbeing?
Yes. So, again, the first thing is the 24/7 support line. Obviously, any time if you need help, they're the first point of call. Like I mentioned, the app, that's really good for kind of support long-term change and healthy lifestyle choices. And that they have it has kind of like daily check-ins. It has kind of monitoring to make sure how you're feeling and it's personalised to yourself. And then the other one that I'd flag is the Active Care Referral Service, which from day one that somebody may be off work with stress, the manager with their consent can refer them to Health Assured via the Active Care service and get support straight away that day, which again is a really useful resource.
Brilliant, really helpful to know. Thank you, Lee. So Annette, we're really grateful to have you here to give a more personal perspective on what Health Assured has to offer for colleagues experiencing mental health difficulties. And perhaps would you mind telling us a little bit more about your experience?
I've had mental health difficulties on and off since I was a child. I've sort of grown, as I've got older, I've got sort of more and more coping strategies, but there's been periods where I've just not sort of coped very well at all, or periods of stress and things like that. So sometimes I deal with it better than others. And I 2019 was a really stressful year for me. Lots of sort of family illnesses, and my dad died. And I've also got ME, and that was sort of taking over as well. And I got to a point where I didn't really know how to control my panic attacks anymore, and they were becoming an issue. And my line manager had told me about Health Assured and the EAP and things like that. So I rang the 24-hour helpline because I was just, I was beside myself. So I rang, and I was really dubious about it. I was quite cynical. I didn't know how a helpline was going to help me, because it sounds like something you'd ring when your cooker's not working. But actually, they were amazing. And I spoke to a girl for as long as I needed to. And she was really understanding. She knew what she was talking about. And she gave me coping strategies that I wasn't aware of, you know, even though I'd had it for so long. I'd never heard of the things that she was sort of saying, and that people have found useful, and they did really help me as well. And that also led to some grief. I had like a series of one-to-one sessions, like talking therapy, which came on the back of that phone call. And that was mainly around, it was focused around what I needed at the time, which was mainly grief and anxiety and sort of focusing on my fatigue levels, things like that, and how to manage it more.
Oh, thank you very much for being so open about that, Annette. And it sounds like for you, it's been really positive, and that you've been able to access the support, and it's been genuinely helpful for you.
Definitely. At the time that I rang them, I just didn't know what to do with myself, and they were amazing. And I also wouldn't think twice about ringing them again. Even because sometimes I think when you've got mental health difficulties, you're always very wary of talking to strangers because you're not sure people will understand. But they were brilliant.
And I think another thing listening to you that strikes me is the fact that you felt like it was quite personalised to what you were particularly needing at the time, which is, yes, a real positive too. Thank you very much. So Lee, if I could ask you, listening to what Annette has shared about her experiences, do you find that people are generally aware of what Health Assured offers?
So I think it's a real mix, to be honest. I think a lot of colleagues may know certain aspects, but not the full breadth of the services available. So I think the helpline is one that a lot of colleagues do know about. I think it's promoted widely. We do a lot around that. Mm. But I think sometimes people may think it's only for emotional support. I don't think they realise that's not always the case. Like Annette, you mentioned about grief, phoning for that sometimes might, mm-hmm, people might not necessarily twig that that's something they can do. Or for example, if they've received a medical diagnosis and they want to talk that through with someone, or if they've got a consumer query or caring responsibilities, anything, I don't think people always know that there's people available to talk to about those things too. And I think as well that sometimes people only think to access the resources when there is something wrong, and I don't think people realise that there's a lot of kind of proactive self-help tools and resources available on the web pages. So it's really worth looking at for regular self-care, kind of on that regular basis.
Thank you. And I guess you've outlined for us really well there some of the misconceptions that there are around accessing Health Assured. Was there anything you particularly wanted to add to that, Annette?
Only that the more I spoke to them, and obviously with my the one-to-one sessions I was having, I did look more into it and what was available, and there was an awful lot I wasn't aware of initially. But like there's like online workshops and online little videos and things, and they're really helpful as well.
Yeah, so quite a range of different things. Thank you. Yeah. Do you think either of you really, are there any particular barriers that you think might stop people from taking full advantage of the support?
I'm happy to come in with that first, if that's all right, Annette. A few things spring to mind. So one of the major ones that comes up a lot is concerns around confidentiality. I think that sometimes colleagues think, because obviously the university is paying for this external service, that we would find out who's accessing the service, and that's not the case. We obviously get some metrics around numbers of calls or potentially reasons for calling, but none of the data shared identifiable.
Yeah. Well, that's good to clarify.
Yeah, I think another common misconception is sometimes that you have to be off ill to use the service, which again isn't the case at all. Anyone can use it at any time.
Thank you. Annette, I wonder if I could turn to you and ask, what other support have you found helpful since you've joined Leans Beckett?
I think the main support I have that has been amazing is the support of my line manager. Sort of very quickly, I felt, just as a bit of background, I've had positions before, not with Leans Beckett, but I should point that out straight away, where I would never have told my line manager that I had mental health problems. I would, because I was scared for my job. I know that it wouldn't have been well received, and or my ME either, really. But I really felt that I was very supported here, and that I could really trust my line manager. And that if I was having a really bad day, and then just needed to walk around the block, I could just say, look, I just need to walk around the block today. And I have actually just sat there and cried for a while. It, for me, that's a really big thing, for me to sort of feel safe enough to do that. And I can't stress enough how much that helps. It helps me go to work, because if anything happens or I have a panic attack, or then I've got someone that I can trust there. And so I don't avoid going to work. It's actually never stopped me, which is it's a really lovely feeling. It's just a sort of sense of security I haven't had before.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear about that kind of support. Thank you. Lee, did you want to add in to that?
Yeah, it's lovely to hear Annette's story there about a line manager, because line managers are so crucial in helping in these situations. And it's just worth adding that actually that line managers sometimes don't know that they can make a referral on a colleague's behalf if someone's emotionally not feeling comfortable to phone up or access that support there and then, that with the colleague's consent, the manager can do that for them, which can be really helpful sometimes. There's also Health Assured are there to support managers in their managerial capacity as well. So if they wanted to phone up and get some advice, they're able to do that. And I think sometimes people don't realise that.
Yeah, so it's a lot broader, isn't it? I think the support that can be given by Health Assured than people often understand it to be. Thank you. Annette, I wonder if I could ask you, if anyone's listening and finds some similarity between your personal experiences and anything in their own situation, what advice would you give them about seeking support?
That no matter how awkward you feel, or feeling that somebody won't understand, that the help desk is there and it's worth talking to. And I've never had a situation where I felt worse for talking to someone. And it's, I think sometimes it's the hardest thing to do, is to make that first initial phone call, or even just if you just find somebody that you can talk to. But it, sharing it and just saying it out loud sometimes that's all you need to do. And sometimes you need to ask for help, and it's really difficult, but it's worth it in the end.
Thank you. And hats off, Annette, to you for sharing this. It's fantastic to hear it being talked about so openly by you. Is there anything that you'd like to offer managers in terms of advice if they've got somebody in their team who they feel is experiencing mental health difficulties, Annette?
Firstly, to just reiterate how much difference it makes having someone that you feel supports you when you have got mental health difficulties. From my own personal experience, it has stopped me taking time off work, because I didn't feel like I needed to avoid work at all. One thing that, and I think if it's difficult to understand mental health difficulties if you haven't had them or know someone really closely that has, So finding out as much information as you can so that you can offer that support. But the other thing that I did with my line manager at her instigation was a wellness action plan. Mm. And we did it together. So it wasn't, I think sometimes that's really difficult as well, sort of like sitting down and writing down all the things you struggle with. So, and that goes through what difficulties you have, where, what can trigger it, what you need when you're in that situation. And it was, because we did it together, it led to things like I had a conversation with the occupational health team. It was things I needed at work that she could put in place for me that allowed me to stay in work, really, mm. if I was having a really bad day. And that does help because we update it. We review it regularly. And recently I changed line managers and we went through that really, as the three of us, so that it was a really easy way for me to then pass on what is really quite personal information mm. to someone, and I wasn't having to start again from scratch.
Thank you for that. Lee, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, just really the idea that kind of knowledge is power. So for managers, there are a lot of resources available, and there's a couple of web pages in particular. There's the Management Matters web page and also the Wellbeing for Managers page, which are really useful resources that we have so that they know what's available to offer colleagues, what, and that they feel fully equipped for mental health conversations when they do arise.
Thank you. So we've gained a huge amount of information, I feel, from you both in quite a short time, which is fantastic. Really, the next thing is to move on to the bit asking you some questions about yourself. So, Lee, I'd like to ask you, if we were to look at any of your old school reports, would there be any surprises?
So for this one, I think it depends probably how well you know me. And Kate, given that you've kind of analysed my working preferences and know me better than I do, it might not be a surprise for you. But every school report I ever got said I need to put my hand up in class more, which is actually really ironic because I think now most of the team are telling me to put my hand down and shush.
yeah, you've been very happy since you've discovered the little hand symbol on MS Teams. thank you. Annette, I wonder if I could ask you, given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you like as a dinner guest and why?
Mine would be Sir Ian McKellen. For two reasons. One, just because I think he's amazing and I could talk to him about Gandalf. but also, when my panic attacks first started coming back in the summer of 2019, I'd gone to the theatre to see his 80-year travelling show. And I spent the first half of that in absolute terror. It was just the worst panic attacks I've ever had. And we had to leave in the interval. So I'd like him to come around. And first, I'd like to apologise because I felt guilty ever since that three of us left halfway through. And to find out what else he was going to say. Oh. I never saw the second half.
That is quite an intriguing answer. Thank you very much. So all that remains is for me to say a big thank you to Lee and to Annette for joining me today and sharing their insights into our EAP and highlighting the support available in particular for mental health and wellbeing. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast and that you'll join us next time. So thank you, Lee, and thank you, Annette.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. Take care and goodbye.
The Beckett Talk podcasts are released every Tuesday. So don't forget to check our social media channels on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook to find out more details on our next episode. See you next week.